Jesus asked Peter. Jesus asked each of us, why did you doubt? I read that and I couldn't help but think of all the people that I have talked to over the years who have struggled with things that they could not seem to overcome. Why do we doubt? Because we don't think we're good enough. Because we feel guilty. Because we can't seem to control our anger or our sadness or whatever it is that we are struggling with and trying to overcome. These men had walked with Jesus, talked with Him, eaten with Him, been with Him for days and weeks and months. And yet, in this time of stormy weather, even though they were fishermen, even though they were comfortable in boats and knew how to handle them, they were struggling. The wind was against them. It was all they could do to keep their boat afloat, to deal with the problems that they had, to deal with the water, to deal with the wind. And when Jesus came across the water, walking upon the waves, it must have been a truly terrifying sight. Who is this who comes walking on water? What is this? Is this the angel of death come to take us away? Are we about to be sunk? Are we about to be destroyed? Or is it the end? What is happening to us? How many times do we say that or feel that or have that moment in our lives when we just don't know what to do? And then they realized that it was Jesus, their teacher, come to them across the water. And Peter, don't you love him? Impetuous Peter says, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come. And Jesus says, come. Just one word, come. And Peter steps out of the boat. Steps out of his comfort zone, steps out of his life raft, steps out onto the water that will swamp him, that will gobble him up, that will drown him. Steps out in faith, believing in the Lord, and goes to Him. But then he realizes what he's doing. Oh, wait a minute, I can't do this. We don't believe in ourselves. We don't believe that Jesus can transform us into someone capable of overcoming whatever it is we're faced with, but He can. He'll be there for us, but then He expects us to take a step. He expects us to step out of the boat. He expects us to put ourselves at risk. He expects us to believe in Him enough to get out of the boat, to overcome our doubts. Because our doubts in ourselves are based in fact. I can't do that. You're right, I can't. I don't know how to do that. You're right, you don't. But with His power, with His love, with His transforming presence, we can. If we're by ourselves, we're in trouble. If we're by ourselves, we're going to sink. If we're by ourselves, we're going to drown. But we're not by ourselves. We're surrounded by His love. We're surrounded by His power. We're reminded of His promise that we too can be children of God, that we can be heirs to the promise of heaven, that that kingdom of God can fill us not just at the end of time, as He has for those who've gone before, but right now. Right here. In the heat. In the water. At camp. Faced with challenges that are impossible to overcome, the young man stood upon his hands and ran. What faith? Most people with handicaps wouldn't go to camp in the first place. Oh, there's no place for me. There's no chance for me. I can't do that. They don't have room for my wheelchair. They don't have room for my... Well, you're right. If it's just you, it's going to be a struggle. Maybe you can't do that. But it's not just us. He has already forgiven us. And if we should step out of our boat and sink, so what? If we drop like a stone, so what? He's promised to be there. If we step out on faith and fail, so what? We stepped out on faith. And just like Peter, he's there even when we don't know what to do. Even when we don't know how to float. Even when we don't know what to say. But he expects us to make an effort. He expects us to get out of the boat. He expects us to stand up. He expects us to strive to be the kind of people that he would have us be. And then when we do fail, that's when we feel his power. That's when we see him walking in the water. That's when we know his presence. As we celebrate this communion, I ask you to be reminded of all the things that you have struggled with and overcome to get to this point. It's because he's there for us that we made it this far. Somebody told me the other day that they didn't believe in God. And I said, well, it's a good thing that he believes in you, because otherwise you wouldn't be here. If he didn't believe in you, each and every one of you, you wouldn't be here. If he didn't love you, you wouldn't want to be here. If he didn't promise his son and his salvation, there would be no point in being here. And yet there is. Those praises that we sing for those gone before and for those things in our lives and for those wonders that we see and that we share remind us always and everywhere that he is there. And he loves us and he cares for us and he forgives us. He asks only that we love and care and forgive each other. And to take a chance on him. Step out of the boat. Amen.